Thank you, Mookie. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, presented by Creation CBD. Creation CBD, products curated for life. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you on this gorgeous Thursday morning. Let's head out to Signature Airport. Kayla Anderson is standing by. She's with News 2. She's checking the flight patterns, the private jets that are coming in, loaded with kickers around the country.
They're all around the country.
Who's going to be the next kicker? We can make a game of this, Kayla, every week. Who will be this week's Titans kicker? How you doing, by the way?
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I'm doing great. You know, this airport state thing's getting old, though. I mean, I feel like I've been doing this for the past three seasons.
Well, because you have.
I'm here.
That's why it feels that way.
It is amazing, though.
We have a report. Yeah. We have it's an unconfirmed report that Steve Christie is on his way right now, flying in.
Isn't it amazing, though, that now we're to the point where we just are joking about this? And yeah. I know it's not something we should be joking about, but at this point, Mike Vrabel even took a punch at it yesterday and put in the line of, well, haven't we had like 53 kickers already? It's incredible, you guys, and at some point you would feel like they would get the right guy in here, they would draft the guy, but it just continues to be something that they kind of just put on the bottom shelf.
Do you agree with that, or do you have an issue with that? Because you're right. I mean, we're kind of sitting here poking fun, but it's really not you know, we know it's not the difference in Sunday's game, but what if it becomes a difference in a game?
Yeah, I think it can become a difference in any game, especially in today's NFL. And I think it's important to establish that guy at some point. I mean, Ryan Succop was clearly that guy here in Tennessee for a pretty long, you know, time. And then he got hurt. I think a lot of people believe they rushed him back a little too soon, and now he's on winning Super Bowls in Tampa. Meanwhile, it's just been a cluster here ever since. And I even said, going back to the draft, I think it was a couple of years ago, it was when they drafted Cole McDonald in the seventh round, got rid of him midway through training camp. Why wouldn't you draft a guy like a Rodrigo Blankenship, who I feel like is a guy you could have brought in at a young age, built him as their kicker, and there he is up at their rivals in Indianapolis kicking now.
Huh, interesting. That's so interesting you brought that up, Kayla.
Is your throat okay?
Sorry, I was clearing my throat on the air because I've brought that up, and it's been shot down many times, and I don't know why people shoot that down.
Well, I agree with you on that. Yeah,
thank you, Kayla. In all seriousness, though, you know, a lot of this, we always refer to the Patriots model, you know, the tree that Mike Vrabel's used to, John Robinson. And so Mike Vrabel is seeing how that operation works through and through. And what's interesting is, for all the stuff that we, you know, Bill Belichick does that is maybe not, is unconventional to everybody else in the league, we're sitting here talking about kickers, and that is something that they've always had. They have never had an issue with kickers, really, until right now. But think about it. That two-decade run was with the two of the best we've ever seen, right? In Vinatieri and Gostkowski. So clearly Bill Belichick believed in kickers.
Yep. And that's a great point, Darren, because you look at everything with Vrabel and John Robinson, like you mentioned, and they're all a part of that, you know, Bill Belichick tree. They've played or worked with him at some point. And they've taken a lot of what he does and modeled it here in Tennessee. And we see that, you know, year in and year out. So it is very interesting that the kicker situation just hasn't gone in that direction at all, because they've just gone through so many. And it doesn't feel like it's that important to them. I mean, if Mike Vrabel was, like, making jokes, I just feel like, are you really that serious about really finding a guy? And I understand that Sam Thicken got hurt, and you can't always plan for that. But, guys, they didn't even bring in Bullock to the practice squad 4 days after Thicken got hurt.
Right.
And it just, they don't seem prepared. I think someone asked Mike Vrabel about it yesterday, just having a backup in case something happened to Bullock. And he said, oh, we'll work on it. We'll get to it. it's just a very interesting situation at this point. The further they push this along, I think the worse it's going to get. I want to stop talking about kickers at some point.
Well, in the meantime, I do think this kicker camp idea is good. Other rumors out there about kickers flying in. We have Jason Hansen, John Connie. Remember
oh,
Chris
John
Byrne used
Connie
to get the John
sure.
Connie kick for seven teams. He's on his way to Nashville.
Okay.
And Matt Stover.
Oh, okay.
As well.
Sure.
Yeah. He's on as well.
Good, reliable
he's
Matt
in.
Stover.
I mean, at this point, Willie, can you kick?
I did win the punt, pass, and kick when I was 9 in New York, and I won a free jersey, so that was a big thrill for me. I did not advance to the Super Bowl when they had that big line of people. I did not go to the next level, but my local punt, pass, and kick, I did do
who's
that, so I guess that
whose jersey did you
gives
get?
Me a shot. It was a Rams jersey.
What player?
Which at the time was pretty cool. It was their kicker, number 3.
Oh.
Frank Corral was his name. Maybe Frank can still kick. He kicked in the Super Bowl.
I just say, call Frank.
Wasn't that sponsored by Burger King back in the day?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah. That's sad that I remember that.
Well,
so
yeah, this is it's just you guys. My
but
head
that's when you know you have a problem though, right? This is when you know you have a problem if we're spending this much time talking about kickers, which that's when you know you have a real issue on your hand because nobody wants to really seek out to actually talk about the kicking game on sports talk shows, but we're at that point, and who knows what it's going to look like this week.
You're exactly right. I mean, there's been a lot of – I don't know if you've seen Twitter the last few days when they named Bullock the kicker, but there's been a lot of kind of jokes going around. I've had a lot of fans react in different parts of the country where he's played on certain teams, and they said he's just, like, the worst, and – the feedback, let's just say, hasn't been the best. And, you know, whatever, go in there, try to do your job at least for this one game, and then we'll see what happens. But it's just getting to that point where we can't count on anyone as a media member coming in. We're like, what is this guy? I mean, what's his percentage? What can he do? And then you get out there and you see it, and it's been a disaster.
So let's push this category aside. Let's toss it over to the side. What is your biggest concern? And you have to narrow it down to one. I know it's not going to be easy because there were a lot of question marks coming out of the Arizona game. What is your biggest concern going into Seattle?
Okay, so I just, playing off of what I saw this past weekend, I just think that offensive line is something that I'm still a little worried about in terms of all getting on the same page. Because I know there has been points in different seasons where they haven't had everyone, like when Taylor was gone, he came back. I know him and Saffold have talked a lot about when they first started to try to build their chemistry. At first, it was a little tough. They just did not practice at all during training camp, all on the same day. I mean, there wasn't one day that they were all out there together, and it just feels like they are completely off. And if the offensive line cannot perform and cannot hold up, then nothing is going to hold up on that offense. Then nothing is going to work. You can't get the run game going. Tannehill's going to get sacked another 5-6 times. This is a really young Seahawks defensive line. Not a lot of names you're going to know, but what they did to that Colts offensive line was pretty impressive. So if they don't get their act together, the Titans, it's going to be a long day.
So what category, whether it's Todd Downing as OC, defensive sacks, defense getting off the field on third downs, I mean, there's a litany of categories. Which one do you feel the most confident that will get back on track and will massively improve in week 2? How would you answer that?
I would try to go to the opposite side of the ball because you clearly were going up against an Arizona offense. And I'm not going to say they underestimated them, but Kyler Murray was so good last Sunday. I mean, I saw him do things that I've never seen him do before. And I've never been super heavy on the Kyler Murray train, but that game started to really convince me like he's the real, real deal with some of the plays that he was able to make. And Seattle's got a similar quarterback in Russell Wilson. Yeah, he's a little bit older, and maybe he's not as athletic, but he's got some weapons in DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. But I feel like this defense, if the defense is claiming that they have fixed all these communication problems, they are all in on Shane Bowen and the direction he's trying to take the defense in, then I feel like this team can figure out this Seattle Seahawks offense. They're not going to hold them to nothing. They're not going to hold them. It might not be a low-scoring game, but they can do enough to help win the game if the offense can get going. So I feel like the defense could really be able to turn things around in this game, just because they had a similar situation in Arizona.
We did. I'm sorry to interrupt any more interviews here, but we have one more kicker that has been rumored to come into Nashville. And this is pretty special here.
This better be good.
Olindo Mare is coming in.
Olindo Mare.
Veteran of five teams in 15 seasons in the NFL.
What about David Akers? I mean, doesn't he live in Nashville? I mean, why not David Akers?
He does.
He's on the been coaching. I guess he doesn't have to fly in if he lives here.
Right.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like there's a lot of kickers that probably live here now. Isn't this the place to be?
Yeah.
You should be able to just pick someone up.
Yeah. No state income tax. I mean, come on in. You try out. You could be kicking on Sunday. So we're talking to Kayla Anderson, Channel 2. So, Kayla, what about the safety position? We were going through the options now that Amani Hooker is going to be out for a while on IR. So what do you think they do there?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough situation with Amani Hooker, because I know personally he was working really hard. We went out in the off season, I should say, and did a story with him and Kevin Byard. I mean, he was doing so much to try to be that guy to elevate his game this season, because he knew he had to be. I mean, there's really not a lot of them left. From the original crew, and so he was ready to take that step, and I think he was getting to that point, and then he gets hurt. It's just one of those unfortunate situations. Look, I do actually like this Bradley McDougald guy. I know that not a lot of people know his name, not a lot of people know a lot about him. He is clearly a former Seahawk, so he's going back to his old stomping grounds this weekend, which I think that's always great to have a guy that maybe has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder going up against his old team. He's not one of those like highly rated guys, but I feel like he can do enough to fill that spot. I'm not quite sure how serious Amani Hooker's injury is, but it's one of those things where they might continue to just maybe bring in some guys and see. I think during camp they kind of did that, right? They brought in some guys. It seemed like that was a position they've always been just kind of checking out. It doesn't seem like there's one particular guy they've seen sold on, besides obviously Amani Hooker, who's been hurt now.
We're all hoping that the offense, as we've been talking about, finds its groove and, you know, looks more like it did last year. Of course, we knew it was going to evolve with Julio Jones coming in. But one piece that they haven't had that it looks like he's tracking to finally be in there is Josh Reynolds. He practiced yesterday. That seems to be a key guy here, because we want to see how they want to use him, because we really haven't had a clue so far what it looks like with him, Julio, and A.J. Brown on the field at the same time.
That's the thing. That's what we were so excited about coming into the season, because there were the additions of these new weapons. I mean, you lost a couple guys in Jonnu and Corey Davis, but you added, obviously, the big name in Julio Jones, and then Josh Reynolds, who I feel like could contribute in a really big way. The problem with Josh has been he just hasn't been able to stay healthy. I mean, that was through the entire training camp. There was things wrong here and there. And then he's back. He's healthy, like you said. And so now, like, this is the time. You've got to show up, and you've got to do your part, whether that be, you know, getting him in the slot, you know, whatever you need to do. Like, he's athletic. That guy can make plays, but he's got to prove he can do it. And first and foremost, he has to stay healthy if he's going to contribute on this team. I think that the ceiling is really high. It's just whether or not he can get to that point.
We're talking to Kayla Anderson of News 2 as the Titans get ready to head out to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. What did you think about Bud Dupree's debut? I know he's still, you know, inching back from the knee, but saw him on quite a few plays. Didn't get to Kyler Murray, but overall, what did you think about his first game with the Titans?
Yeah, I like what Bud Dupree is doing, and it is one of those things that you do have to remember. He's coming off of that ACL injury, and it always takes players a little bit of time to game adjust, right? Because that's so much different than what you're doing in practice even. And for a guy like Bud Dupree, he's expected to do a lot. I mean, he was paid to come here. He was paid to, you know, get to the quarterback, which is something that hasn't happened here, especially last year. And I know there were times that it came close. And I think if he continues just to build upon that, he's going to get to that level. It's just the injury thing is always something you worry about. And you could even see yesterday when he landed on the injury report, it's probably just something where it's a maintenance day for him. But that's what you have to be careful about, not bringing him back fully, you know, going full at it right away. I mean, this is a guy, again, who you got to make sure you're getting the most out of him the entire season. So I think we're going to continue to see him get to the quarterback. Hopefully we could see that here up in Seattle this next week. But I like the direction that he's going in, and I like what he brings to the team as well. He's a good leader.
Yeah, absolutely. One really cool thing that's going to be happening tonight at Nissan Stadium is Waverly is going to play White House. The Titans opening up Nissan Stadium for Waverly after the floods a few weeks ago, and I think this is going to be really special because they're treating it like a Titans game day and going to be mm-hmm. raising money for the Waverly football team. A really, really cool gesture by the Titans to do this.
I think this is so cool. I was actually at the luncheon when Burke Nyhill actually said this, you know, said that we were going to find a time to host Waverly for a football game at Nissan Stadium, and then they ended up, you know, announcing it the week after on a Thursday night. There's not much else going on, so I think that's first and foremost a perfect time to get the community involved, to get the community out there and supporting a community that just was hit hard by those tragic floods. And you guys, I know you know this, but I've been here, this is going on my fifth season covering the Titans, but there's been so many natural disasters here since that time. I mean, everything from the tornadoes that hit, and I know the Titans were very heavily involved in getting out in that community, specifically near Fisk University and cleaning up that area. Now they're getting their hands dirty, and they were actually out there helping Waverly, you know, not the players, but the organization, and now they're throwing this at Nissan Stadium. I just think it's a great opportunity for the community, for people to go out there, support this team, and just donate what you can, because it's going to take a long time. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a long process, and a lot of people lost their lives in that, too. So, you know, just keep those people in mind today. Just a wonderful thing that the Titans are doing now.
Willie, did you mention Jason Elam?
Jason Elam, I believe, is on his way to Nashville, as is.
Okay, because I got the heads up, and I wasn't sure if he was on that list. I just got word that Jason Elam is on his way. So
I'm glad to hear that, because I also hear that the only Fuad that I've ever met in my life, Fuad Revez from the University of Tennessee.
Oh, we've had on the show before.
Yes, I think he's on his way. He figures, why not? He's a ex-Vol. He could help out.
I'm being told that Nashville SC forward Hani Mukhtar is going to
Now we're talking.
Now that's an innovative idea.
I'm actually comfortable with that.
I'd be fine with that.
Why not?
As somebody we used to work with would say, now we're cooking with gas. Norm Johnson is also on that list.
Norm Johnson
making his way to Nashville. Kayla, keep up the good work at Signature Airport. Let us know if you see any more kickers.
You bet, guys.
Kayla Anderson, News 2. She is on Kicker Report at Signature Airport.
They're coming in by the dozens.
If you were here when Peyton Manning made his, you know, when he came by for his visit, his stop, you would laugh at all this because it was crazy that day. That was a day that none of us will forget if you were here, because there were people literally lined up with signs outside the Titans facility. And at the airport. I mean,
it's the
everywhere.
Only time I've ever seen the gates to that place closed.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That was when I had just started. And in fact, I don't know if Willie remembers this, but Willie and Joe sent me to the airport.
Oh, really?
Mainly, I think Joe sent me to the airport. But
it was a good idea. It was that's what everybody was doing. Everybody was sending people to the airport.
I was sitting back behind the glass with someone we've talked about a lot this week, the Incredible Hall. And he looks at me and goes, hey, man, Joe wants you to go down to the airport.
Mark Moseley, is he too old, or do you think maybe? Is that too old, you
Mark
think?
Moseley.
Mark Moseley is a former MVP. Mark Mosley was the MVP of the NFL in, I think, 1983. Look it up. He was the MVP. Can you imagine a straight-on toe baller?
With the single bar, right?
Yeah, single bar. He was the MVP of the NFL.
Single bar. He is 73 years old.
He's 73.
He's in his prime.
That's past your prime and kicker, but I don't know if that's too old.
He's got to be good from 35 and in.
Yeah.
1970 draft. He spent two seasons with the Houston Oilers.
He did?
That's right. Yeah. Yes, he did.
He is the only special teams player to win the NFL MVP award.
Now, tell me the logic, honestly. I know he was a good kicker, but they had John Riggins and Joe Theismann and, you know, Art Monk. And the league MVP was Mark Mosley? I don't know about that.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure about the logic there. I'd like to go back and ask the voters what happened there.
Where is Steven Hauschka?
He kicked last year. I was looking
did
at him.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he had been out.
He was rumored to come to the Titans last year.
I thought he worked.
Hauschka?
He worked. Really? I thought he worked out for him.
Steven Hauschka has kicked for five teams, and he did kick in 2020.
Oh, wow.
So he's got to be on his way here, doesn't he?
He's a prime candidate. I thought he had been out of the league for years.
And let's not forget Eddie Murray, not to be confused with the Cleveland Indian Baltimore Orioles star Eddie Murray, right. But Eddie Murphy, because Eddie Murphy, of course, did play Axel Foley, who was from Detroit, but Eddie Murray kicked for the Lions, Detroit Lions, for a long, long time. So he's out there as well. There's a lot of options here.
There's a lot of options. I feel like they can.
You just need one. Yeah, I think that's what our motto is going to be. It just takes one. Bring them in, as many as you need. It just takes one to be the right guy for the Titans.
I'll tell you what, I've always enjoyed, we've had Jay Feely on over the years. He's a really good interview. Is he willing to come out of the, he's been on the media side now. Is he willing to come out of the booth and, or is he doing sidelines or has he been in the booth? I think he's been in the booth, right? Like a color analyst?
He's on the sideline. He's a field analyst.
Okay, well, is he willing to maybe?
He's got a pretty good gig.
Yeah, he does.
He's the rare kicker guy. He is the guy that people turn to talk about other kickers. So I don't know if he wants to give that up.
It's funny. People on our text line and then Robbie just texting me are basically just saying, just tell Will Hoyt to suit up. That's, I mean, at this point.
Would you be surprised if that conversation hasn't at least been broached?
No. I wouldn't be surprised. One texter says, why not call Tim Tebow for kicker?
Oh, okay. That's not bad. Not a bad idea.
He was just earning some press time.
He was just on Stephen A., so there you go.
Okay. What about Jeff Wilkins? Remember Jeff Wilkins?
Jeff Wilkins, yeah. Super Bowl winning kicker.
Super Bowl, yeah.
The greatest show on turf. That was Jeff Wilkins, wasn't it?
Wasn't he the kicker against the Titans?
I think so.
Yeah.
We also, there's always the barefoot kickers, like Rich Carlos and Tony Franklin.
Tony Franklin. Wow.
And Mike Lansford. Remember the bear? There was a section of time. People, this is always what I think. Like, when is the last time you saw anybody even try a kick barefoot? But there was a period of time in the late 70s and 80s where there was
a
rotation. There was a handful of kickers, even in really cold weather cities.
Yes. They're crazy.
They would kick barefooted.
I don't know how they didn't break every toe all the time. Like, how did they not break their toes?
That's what I don't understand.
It's not like
soccer players run around kicking it barefoot. So it's like, who started the idea? You know what? This is going to work better if I take my shoe and sock off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have feeling in your foot anymore? I mean, like, that's what I want to know.
I would love to talk to somebody who's an expert on barefoot kicking and why on God's green earth you would ever think that's a better option than a cleat.
This one is clearly for you guys. Andrew from Dover on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Gus the Kicking Mule. Chase, you're too young. I have no idea.
Gus the Kicking Mule. Gus had range. Like you could line him up from about 90, and he would make it.
There was a mule that did field goals?
Yes. It was a Disney movie.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty crazy.
I gotcha. Ryan says, what about Bill Gramatica or Mike Vanderjack?
There's two more candidates.
What
right there.
What about Automatica Grammatica, who we love having on the show?
Yeah, he's got a good gig in Tampa.
He's got a good gig.
He does. But is it better than being the Titans kicker?
No stressy, Jesse.
No stressy, Jesse. Let's go to Automatica. Martin Automatica Grammatica. No stressy, Jesse. Let's go to Kenny the Mailman, who's on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kenny, what's up? Good morning.
Fellas, how are y'all doing?
Good.
You're not going to believe this. Y'all are sitting there joking, and it just came across the bottom. There is a 3 o'clock tryout this afternoon for the Titans for a kicker.
Who is it? Tell us.
Sarah Fuller.
Sarah Fuller. That was actually brought up yesterday on the show.
There you go.
She's never missed.
Listen, we joked about, do you remember us talking a couple of weeks ago about them passing on Rolando Blankenship because they were enamored with Cole McDonald's hairdo?
Yes, yes.
And his farm, because Cole McDonald had a farm.
And, you know, there's always mistakes, but you learn from your mistakes. I thought last year they had saved up some seventh-round picks. I said, well, surely they'll pick one of the best college kickers coming out. And just a seventh-round draft pick, use it, get him in here, and let's see what they can do. And then they traded their seventh-round draft picks to move up 3 or 4 places to pick the 31st-ranked wide receiver. I mean, you just think, please just learn from your mistakes. What did y'all think about that move? I'll listen off there, and y'all have a good day.
Thank you. You do the same.
The thing that is so baffling is that some people, sometimes you just find the guy, and he's your guy for so long. Like Eddie Murray. We talked about Eddie Murray was the kicker every Thanksgiving Day for decades for the Lions. It's like they never had to even have a tryout for a kicker for 15 years. But other times you just can't find the guy.
And this organization, and
there has been, like, in all
it.
Fairness, there has been some bad luck. The guy gets hurt. Yeah. The guy, you know, like Ryan Succop never got hurt. He'd still be the kicker. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, but I still think it was a mistake to cut him.
Okay, you know, well, no, you're right. You make a good argument. They could have brought him back. I get it. But if he had never gotten hurt, like, kickers don't always get hurt.
That move right there.
Willie, I don't know if you figured this out. You're not going to change Chase's
mind. Oh, I know.
But here's the deal.
But you're missing my point. My point is very simple. If he had never gotten hurt with a freak injury, he'd still be the kicker.
Well, yeah, but that's easy to say. But he's saying you signed him long term. You had him there. You're willing to wait through all that, and then you move on from him. That's what Chase's point is.
Well, and it told me one thing about this organization, and I didn't realize it at the time. But now it's very, very clear. They don't value kicker. They don't care about
that.
I don't buy that. We've had this argument before.
No, they do. They don't, because it's been a revolving door, and it's just like either you go make it, or if you don't, I'll cut you and go get another guy.
But you have to admit this. If you went to Kenny's theory that you just draft a guy, we've seen that work sometimes and not work sometimes.
Yeah, but what about all those late draft picks that don't even make the roster? Isn't it worth a flyer? I mean, why worry about the quarterback in the seventh round? Try a kicker.
I know, maybe, but there have been plenty of teams that have just found a guy the way the Titans are trying to find the guy now, and it just works.
But are they trying to find a guy?
Yes.
I mean, they're just I don't know though. I mean, they're getting Randy off the streets to, you know, who's,
because two guys got hurt.
Right.
They tried two guys out.
I don't think they took it seriously.
No, are you kidding me? They had three guys in there, and two of them got hurt.
By the way, I think I remember Jared was down in Tampa. We were having this very conversation, and I brought up Rodrigo Blankenship and all this scenario we're throwing around, and he just scoffed at that. He's like, oh, Rodrigo Blankenship is in a kicking battle in Indianapolis. He might not even be their kicker. Yeah, I think they cut the other guy the next day. After that, and he basically scoffed at that. So, Jared, you worried about the kicking game? Still feel the same way? Or is it okay? I brought this up to you when you were down in Tampa, and you just laughed at that notion. I was like, why didn't the Titans just use a late draft pick and take Rodrigo Blankenship? Why not? Yeah. And it was like, oh, at the time, it's like, everything's fine here. Everybody was like, everything's good. Well, is it? Is it good? Now, maybe it does.
You're missing the premise, though. Just because you draft a guy doesn't mean that that guy is way more likely to come right in and be the guy. It doesn't always happen.
We
know the story.
Rodrigo Blankenship his entire career in college, and we knew he was a damn good kicker.
Yes, but there's been plenty of great college
it's
kickers
not like
that
it was
don't
some
turn
dude
out to
from
be great
Utah
pro kickers.
Tech, and we're like, who's this
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, but I mean, you have seen instances. Rob Aronis is a prime example of, you know, you bring a guy in that's undrafted and you don't spend draft capital on him and he turns out to be your kicker for the next 10 years. So, I mean, that does happen.
Thanks but my
Pasquale. Happens way more right. often than
but
it doesn't
my,
happen.
But my
most
point,
of the kickers in the league are not drafted.
Right, but my point
almost
is,
all of them.
My point is I don't think it's John. I don't think Vrabel values kickers. I don't think
I don't,
he cares.
I don't understand how that can possibly be.
I think he looks at it as, all right, next man up. This is a position I can easily replace because there's a ton out there, and eventually I'll hit on one. That's what it comes across.
I understand
as.
Why you're saying that, Willie. But when you when the coach is kind of being flippant about it during press conferences, when you kind of think that has to be in play, maybe a little bit. I mean, he's making jokes about it, so
he's frustrated because two guys have gotten hurt.
Okay,
that's got nothing to do with your value of kicker. If a guy gets hurt, you got to get another guy. You have to have a guy. They had no plans of having Michael Badgley be the kicker
right.
the first game,
but. Okay.
And they're not out there
this
on the street.
Year,
there's not a bunch of people out there ready to come in and kick.
Willie,
it's a complete Russian roulette.
I'll give you that for this year, but you can't tell me that hasn't been the case since 2019. Yes, Suckup got hurt. They rushed him back. He clearly wasn't right when he came back. And then they put him on IR and then they cut him, which was a dumb move. And again, that right there shows you they don't value kicker. And then it was the same thing that they're doing right now. They went through a revolving door. And I thought Cody Parkey was okay. And
I thought Greg Joseph was okay.
Right. And they moved on from both of them. It's just he doesn't care about
Well, I don't know if he doesn't care. In retrospect, in hindsight, not bringing Suckup back was probably
it's a bad move.
That was probably the move. They could have a do-over that they would have done that. Because he was the guy that was very reliable. But when he came back from that injury, and you're right, there were reasons. He probably rushed back. He wasn't right. He was missing a lot of big kicks. And he was joining a club that was at its worst point. It was costing them big time. And then when they got Joseph, he benefited from not really having to make any big kicks, but he was making the extra points. He was doing the job. So it's just unbelievable. And then there's Gostkowski, who... They haven't gone down that road of all these guys they brought in.
They're not going to. He's done.
Okay. Just got word Nate Keating has been spotted at Signature Airport.
Okay. He was
so
good for like
he's
2 years.
He's going on his way to James's office or Jason. Just depends on who you ask. We'll come back, wrap up the first hour next.